B'tachin for Life, Shir 501, Tuesday, Parshas Vayetze. We are explaining the importance of tikva and how even if we don't see a way out in a natural way, and we don't think that we deserve that the Ribbono Shel Olam should make a nes, it is imperative on us to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam's ways are endless. And even if we don't see a natural way out, the Ribbono Shel Olam for sure has a natural way out. And not only a natural way out, but to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no difference to do his natural way out that he knows, or to leave the situation the way it is. And this is such an imperative idea that the Gemara says in Shabbos that when a person comes to Shemayim, they will ask him a few questions. And these are questions that they ask every individual before they ask about other mitzvahs and other averes. These are basic, fundamental questions that a person has to answer. And one of the questions are, Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you wait? Did you anticipate a Yeshua? And Rashi explains that it's referring to the ultimate geula, that a person is mechuyev to live with the anticipation of the coming of Mashiach. And that's true. But the Beis HaLevi adds in his Kuntros on Betachin, that it is not only going on the big geula, it is going on the small geulas that a person needs every moment in his life. The Beis HaLevi explains that if a person is experiencing an eis tzara, and he gives up hope, he doesn't think the Ribbono Shel Olam will send them a Yeshua. Rachmana Litzlan, he is being over on this question, Tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you anticipate a Yeshua regardless of what was going on, regardless of how bleak the situation seemed? Did you anticipate a Yeshua? And we see that this question is so important that we ask this question before we ask, did you keep Shabbos? Before we ask, did you fast on Yom Kippur? We ask, Tzipisa li Yeshua. And the reason why we ask that question first is because if a person is not mitzapa li Yeshua, it means that he doesn't fully understand the greatness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is endless. So therefore, if in his mind there's no way out, Rachmana Litzlan, he thinks that in the Ribbono Shel Olam's mind, there's also no way out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't get me out of this without an ace, and I don't deserve an ace. And that is a terrible mistake, and that's why we have to walk around with Tzipisa li Yeshua. It's not just a nice thing that brings Yeshuas. It is the essence of what defines us as being a proper Yid, as being a proper Oved Hashem. To be able to anticipate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua in every situation, not to get pulled down by the situation. To realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power is endless. And then when they ask us the question, Tzipisa li Yeshua, we will have the proper answer.